As far as the way the song is laid out, we'll have a verse one, a verse two, and then we get a chorus. Then we'll have a verse three and a verse four, another chorus. Then we'll have verse five, and then we'll have two more choruses to wrap it up. So let's start with the first phrase we'll look at in this first verse. We'll start off with this. So we'll start with our A minor chord, which was 4th string 2nd fret, 3rd string 2nd fret, string 2 1st fret. We're just going to strum this one. Then I'm going to strum the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings of the chord, take everything off, and play it open. Then go to an F chord. This is finger 3 on the 4th string 3rd fret, finger 2 is on the 3rd string 2nd, finger 1 is holding down the first two strings 1st fret. I'll just strum the 4th, 3rd, 2nd string. If you hit the 1st, that's fine. Then we'll strum that again, then everything goes open again. So we have this so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then we grab our G chord, top string 3rd fret, 5th string 2nd, 1st string 3rd fret. Then what we'll do is we'll hit the top 3 strings together, then we'll hit the first 3 strings together, then we'll have this hammer on. And that was the 5th string open, hammering on the 2nd finger to the 2nd fret, and then hit the 4th string. Then we grab a C chord. Finger 3 on the 5th string 3rd fret. Finger 2 is on the 4th string 2nd fret. Finger 1, you're on the 2nd string 1st fret. We'll hit 5th, then we'll have a down-up strum. Then we'll do the hammer on the 4th string open to 2nd, and then we strum. Then we go to the 5th string 3rd. Then we'll do the hammer on again. Then we'll play the 3rd string twice with a down up. Then back to the 5th string, 3rd string, hammer, 3rd string twice. Then we'll have a walk down. We'll hit the 5th string, strum. Then I'm going to go to the 5th string 2nd fret. And for the 1st string, give me the 3rd fret with your little finger in case we need to hit it. But we will hit the 5th string by itself and then strum the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings. This is a G chord with a B in the bass. So here's what we have so far. And then, of course, he's playing it a lot faster. Now let's take a look at what happens after this.